This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk a little bit about cover crops. And the reason we're going to talk about cover crops is now is the time to pull the trigger. A cover crop basically is a small grain, usually planted in mid-fall, and it sprouts. It grows up anywhere from 4 to 8 inches in height. Then it goes into the winter dormancy, and then next spring can be harvested either as a silage crop or as a grain crop. And then once that is harvested, usually in April and May, then we can then come back with full season soybeans or corn. So why should farmers consider double cropping? So I can get two crops, forage crops, off of mine in a year. In some areas of the United States, you can actually get three crops off if you strategically plan ahead. Cover crops also improve the soil health. It reduces erosion from wind losses. It will capture soil nutrients, especially on dairy farms where we apply large amounts of manure. Those nutrients are locked up in plant material, rather in the soil, that can end up going into waterways and be lost. It can reduce a moisture loss, be less evaporation because we have green cover on that land. And it can moderate the soil temperature so that the soil warms up a bit earlier with the crop there. So here are some of our choices. You have actually three choices for a cover crop. The first one is going to be the winter small grains. A winter rye, a triticale, a wheat would be examples here. We plant those in September, and then next spring, usually in our area of the world, April, we can take that off as a forage crop and then come in with corn silage, or you can wait and depend and take it as a grain crop. Another choice is to use it as a cover crop, which means that in the spring when you seed your legumes, you put oats or some other small grain with it to give it some protection to come up quicker and improve the legume standability. And another cover crop, although it's not a true cover crop, would be to plant fall oats. And that would be here in early September, and 60 days later, you would have a crop there that you'd ensile as silages. The quality of the cover crops will vary depending on what the farmer wants that crop to do. You can harvest it at a more immature stage, such as what we call the boot stage, which means the heads are just coming out, also called the flag stage, and this will make high-quality forages for lactating cows. Or you can wait 2 weeks or longer for the dough stage. This will start to ripen the head that comes doughy consistency in the seed head, and quality drops dramatically, and that would be dry cow and heifer feeds. So you have to make a decision. Now, the good news is that if you look at all the various cereal grains, according to the NRC 2001, they're very similar in feed value if harvested at the same maturity. The quantity, a boot stage, probably 1 to 2 tons of dry matter per acre. The dough stage will double that, up to 3 to 4 tons, but of course quality changes quickly. So when we harvest this, we're going to harvest it just like you would like legume or grass forages, wilt it down to 35 to 40% dry matter, chop it at 3/8 to 1/2 inch length of chop. Be sure to use a recommended inoculant for this crop, and be well aware that this crop could be high in potassium, which would limit its use in close-up dry cow rations, and also it could pick up some soil, which can cause some challenges in the storage structure itself. So our take-home message is that certainly cover crops are here. Farmers should be considering that to extend their forage inventory on farm, real flexibility, harvested as forages and grains, and possibly some payments as here in Illinois for using that technology. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. Many people taking a 3-day holiday weekend for Labor Day, but of course the dairy farmer works every day. And the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service also out on the farm this weekend, as we hear from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
Hundreds of USDA expert crop enumerators are going to be out on farms finishing up objective yield evaluations of crops for the upcoming USDA crop production report. Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service told us evaluators are going to be looking at 7,800 field plots of corn, soybeans, and cotton, first checking the maturity level of those crops.
Since things do vary so much across the country, we need to make sure that we're making the appropriate counts for where that crop is in the development process. They'll count the number of plants. If it's corn, eventually they'll be counting the number of ears. They'll actually be harvesting in the field, sending them off to our laboratory in St. Louis where we can take some further measurements.
USDA's crop production report, it comes out September 10th. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.